Donald Trump is personally liable for more than $400 million in debt is casting a shadow that ethics experts say raises national security concerns that he could be manipulated to sway U.S. policy by organizations and individuals he's indebted to. Former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter, who served in the Republican George W. Bush administration, says President Trump's debt load, coupled up with a series of bankruptcies by Trump-owned companies, raises the question as to how the president was able to borrow so much cash. U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Barrett meets informally today with senators on Capitol Hill, kicking off an accelerated confirmation process that Republicans intend to complete before the November 3rd presidential election in the face of Democratic opposition. Judge Barrett met first with Vice President Mike Pence and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, we're pleased today to welcome Judge Barrett to begin the process of advising consent in the Senate. As you know, she'll be visiting with members who are interested in talking to her during the course of the next few days. And we're glad to have her here and glad to get the process started.
She was then welcomed by the Vice President.
Well, on behalf of President Donald Trump, I want to thank the Senate Majority Leader and your colleagues in the Senate who have committed to meet with an extraordinary American in Judge Amy Coney Barrett. We have someone of great character, of great intellect, who has a judicial philosophy that will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
For more on this appointment, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somali journalists and rights groups are criticizing President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo for remarks Saturday condemning the country's journalists. Farmajo said Somali journalists lack training and experience and accused some of working with the militant group Al-Shabaab. The Somali Journalist Syndicate, an organization that fights for media rights and freedom in the Horn of African Nation, has come out against the president's remark against journalists. President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo was responding to questions at a public function on Saturday when he called Somali journalists untrained and inexperienced, saying that some of them perhaps work for the terror group Al-Shabaab. Gunmen riding on a motorcycle shot to death a journalist in Honduras who had worked in radio and television before starting his own social media information channel. A relative said Monday that journalist Luis Almendares was getting out of his car to visit a store when the attackers drove up and shot him to death before fleeing. The attack took place Sunday in the city of Comayagua. Still alive, Almendares began taping the scene of the attack with his cell phone. He died later in a hospital in Tegucigalpa. Hundreds of Israelis protested Tuesday outside of Israel's parliament in Jerusalem against lockdown restrictions and a possible ban on demonstrations during the lockdown period. A large convoy of cars clogged the streets surrounding the Knesset, and scores of people also demonstrated in a square outside the building as lawmakers debated a measure that would effectively clamp down on the weekly rallies against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu outside his Jerusalem residence. According to police, three demonstrators were arrested at the scene. Afghanistan's senior leadership has told its team in Doha to be flexible in negotiating with the Taliban in order to seize the opportunity to end the country's conflict, according to Abdullah Abdullah. He's the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation. Abdullah, who is in Pakistan on a three-day visit to discuss the peace process and bilateral relations, seemed hopeful about the future. The visit reflects a shift in bilateral relations between the two countries that have been rocky for several years. Both Afghanistan and the U.S. have long said that the Taliban leadership lives in Pakistan and demanded the South Asian country pressure them to come to the negotiating table. And Japan's new prime minister says he's determined to host the Tokyo Olympic Games next summer as proof that humanity has defeated the pandemic. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said that the games were postponed, of course, because of the coronavirus, but he will spare no effort to welcome everyone back. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.
And more. VOA One.